Steve and Jill here.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how other industry leaders see the value in buying land now.
It's funny how it now. Why is it now?
You know, this is a very slippery slope, dangerous. I know that this is true, and I saw it happen through the last recession, and I think that buying a strip mall and making some money on it seems easy, and I think certainly seems easy to the tenants. And so people in other industries think that buying and selling real estate is pretty simple. Those of us in it, I think, know how difficult it is to actually buy it and sell it. And by and large, the people that think that this is easy don't take into consideration, you know, it's really easy to be a tenant in a building, maybe a 10-unit building, let's say a strip mall, and pay all this rent and sit and have this thought. Every time anybody writes a rent check, they say, what if I didn't have to write this rent check? All these people are making all this money that own this building. They're not doing anything. They don't have to get up in the morning. I have to get up every morning and do all this stuff. If I didn't have this rent check, or if I was them, I would be doing great. That's just not how it works.
Isn't that funny?
The people that own these buildings probably own them for 35, 40 years. So there's a lot of stuff involved. So I can't wait to hear what you say about this, but because I know you did some research on this. Other industry leaders just saying, now's a good time to buy a hotel. It just cracks me up.
Or just land. It's interesting. So that's where I'm going, and we'll talk about it. It's good.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Lauren says, hello. I've been buying and selling all kinds of products online for a few years, and it's never done well enough to pay all my bills. I need to continue to have a job. I've researched land for a long time, and this seems like it really can work. What advice do you have for someone like me? Thanks a lot. Yes, it can work. And everyone that you're writing to in this community, I'm sure there's a lot. I didn't look. Were there like a lot of comments?
Always.
Okay, good. So actually it can. And one of the main reasons is it's not like buying something that you sell for markup for $1 or $2. We're buying things we sell up for markup for, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars. It can pay your rent and it can replace your job. So, but what should you be doing? I love that you're excited about it, looking at it like as an opportunity. I want you to really spend some time researching it because it isn't for everyone. And like Steven was just saying too, there are a lot of moving parts and it sounds like, God, this guy owns this building, owns this land, sounds like you buy a piece of dirt, you write a check, big deal, you make one deed, you send it to somebody, they put a stamp on it, and now you take a picture of five, I don't know, and put it on Craigslist and walk away. There's more to it than that. So I want you to do a lot of research. You know, it might be weeks for you and months for somebody else. And then even before you pull the trigger, I might say test the water a little bit. You know, buy a piece of property and copy somebody and sell it and see how it goes. What do you want to add?
Well, I think buying and selling stuff online, I've done that in the past too with limited success. You can do it really efficiently. You just have to really cost control your operation and get used to smaller margins. If you're drop shipping stuff, you know, the other way is to brand yourself. And Jill and I have done a little bit of that, although it doesn't really apply to our success in real estate, I don't think. But if you can brand yourself and then whatever you're buying and selling, make yourself an expert about it and become an expert so that you don't have to fib. I mean, you're telling the truth about why you're an expert at buying and selling land. That's easy for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we branded ourselves that way or it's inadvertently happened. For whatever reason, maybe because we have 1,233 shows. That's number two. And then number three, I think, is you're going to see incredible profit margins when you buy and sell land. You know, just when you average everything out. And by incredible, I mean mark it up 100% pretty regularly. If, you know, double your money, if not more. So, but it's a lot more work. And there's a lot more people involved. And things go wrong all the time. Not all the time. Things go wrong sometimes. You have to recover from it. But if you're buying a 30-cent flashlight from China and reselling it for $1.50 and you're the expert in flashlights, it's not such a bad gig.
That's true.
Today's topic, now other industry leaders, or sorry, how other industry leaders see the value in land. This is the meat of the show.
You were right the first time. It's now other industry leaders are seeing the value in land. Okay, this is sparked from an article that I read the other day, and I pulled it up here because I thought it was very interesting. So the article is about the Starwood CEO, Barry Sternlicht, and you know what we're buying now, and he's on the offense. I'm like, hey, so are we, and so is our whole community. And why is it taking now to figure this stuff out? And one of the things that just hit me, first he goes in and talks in great detail about, it's a really good article. It's dated April 22nd, if you have time to check it out. And I'm trying to figure out what it was written on BizNow is the site where I get these updates. What I thought was so interesting is, you know, he's talking about his company and how they're really busy right now. And you know, when you think everybody's panicking and holding back, he's like, no, now's the time to scoop up some good deals. What they're looking at are hotels, which primarily, because that's what they do. That's what they know. And he told the story about he just recently traveled somewhere to buy a hotel, and he was all set to pull the trigger because, you know, he's not going to shrink away. He's going, this is his business and it's going to work. They're making some changes. He also talked about changes they're going to make to their industry to make it work and cut costs. But it was funny, he looked at this hotel and he said, I was about ready to buy it, but the people had just got their payment protection plan. And because they got in that infusion of money, they decided not to sell. And his response is, okay, moving on, and just went and looked at something else. So the part of the article, as I kept reading the article, that was already interesting to me. But then he said this, you know, historically, you know, the nation has come out of these great falls. My view is when you're buying real estate assets well below the cost of replacement in a country like the United States, that's kind of what we do. He goes on to say, with land in some cases at no value, I don't know where he got that, then you're going to make money because this nation is going to grow. So I don't agree with the land at no value part, but what I liked was, He's another person like us, and another industry leader that I don't think he really considered land for, you know, this seriously. And now it's tripping his radar. We've been doing it since, you know, you since the 90s and me with you for 11 years.
I mean, the whole point of the article, and there's many, many like that, is that now's the time to buy undervalued assets. Wherever you see the value and wherever your expertise is. You know, for us, it happens to be buying and reselling. For him, it happens to be taking value that in an asset that not a lot of people see value in. Maybe they see zero in it, and maybe stockpiling a bunch of dirt real cheap to put hotels on, or to sell it to people, you know, who see the value like he does in his industry. When you have a special use property type like hotels, it's not hard to do that by doing zoning, by looking at specifically zoned properties and sending out an offer campaign.
You know, it's interesting. The article didn't say if he's looking at buying the land to put a hotel on or just buying the land to resell the land. I took it as buying the land to resell the land, but so I'm not sure what he's looking at.
Well, he's a Starwood executive. I'm sure his soul is hotels first.
Right.
And, you know, if you don't have to make a payment on the physical, Starwood is dramatically a manager of hotels. As I understand it, or leasing the assets. They don't own the assets, they primarily. So now he's looking at the same thing I said earlier. Wow, what if I didn't have to make this lease payment? What if I, you know, so. The point is, he's looking at it as an opportunity.
You know what's funny? To share some personal stuff here. I see it as diversifying because he made a comment too in the article that he's also looking at stocks in some major companies. Because the prices now, he's like, he thinks we'll never see that again. You know, like some major brand name companies that aren't going to go anywhere. And I know you talk about this a lot, just with your friends. I've heard you guys have these discussions about things like that. And I know that's, and so what I was going to share is, we are personally doing this. We all know, and we're very vocal, that we've had other companies along the way. And even, you know, before we even did Land Academy, but our constant was land. No matter what we were doing, we were always buying and selling land alongside other things, because it always kept food on the table, and it's always been a great business. But it's good to diversify and have other things.
Industry leaders see huge opportunity in their lines of business, and all comes back to land. Everything does in these types of times.
I agree. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are on the House Academy Show.
Next week, join us for another interesting episode on the Land Academy Show. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That article just sometimes I feel like the light bulb goes off, and I'm like, why does it take this for the light bulb to go off to some of these people? Or maybe it didn't go off, but maybe for the person writing the article, for them, I don't know, it got them excited. But we've all known this forever. The Land Academy Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching and wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.